So I didn't realize that cats eat sandwiches. That's weird.
Everything eats sandwiches. Who wouldn't eat a sandwich?
Really?
Even ants eat sandwiches. You ever notice that? People worry about ants at a picnic because they like sandwiches.
Ants, yeah, ants love sandwiches. That's a good point.
No one ever talks about that.
Ant eaters don't eat sandwiches.
Of course they eat sandwiches. They eat the ants because the ants ate the sandwiches. It's like a chain of life.
Yep, that's true. The ants have the sandwich in their stomach. Do they have stomachs?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Gotta have stomachs. How else are you going to let that peanut butter digest?
See, ants eating peanut butter is disturbing.
You put ants on a log, don't you?
Is that a peanut butter treat?
Of course it is. It's celery, peanut butter, and raisins.
Ah, yes. Ants on a log.
Or chocolate chips.
Oh.
That's my variation.
That, I like that. I like that. The celery sucks, though.
I like to make one thing that's in a nutritional food, like, not nutritious, and replace it with candy.
Yeah. So what's another one?
What's a fruit salad? No, I guess that one's already a little bit of candy.
Spaghetti and milk duds.
Spaghetti and... What are you mixing?
Like spaghetti and meatballs, but with milk duds.
Are spaghetti and meatballs healthy?
No.
Then you've missed the point of this exercise so far.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappan Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
So, I have a question for you guys. How often do you wash your jeans?
That's never so funny. My jeans are in the wash as we speak.
You're wearing jeans.
Really?
Oh, no. I bought more than one pair of jeans. I don't live as minimalistic of a life as you think I do, despite my lack of, you know, warmth and furnishings.
Okay. So I'm with Mike. I'm close to never. I'm like, yeah.
What if like something spills on them?
Well, so yeah, that's the opportunity of when I wash jeans.
You're looking for opportunities?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the situation.
What makes you bring this up?
So, I wash my jeans.
God damn it.
Dude, nice.
Last Sunday night after the pod recording. It had been a while, and I just noticed that there was like some, like, I don't know, cardboard dust or something.
No. Come on.
Cardboard
what
dust?
What was it for real?
No, it was really like nothing. There was just some dust on it. It was not Alfredo. It was not food at all. I'm telling you. I don't know what it was, but
buffalo
they just,
sauce.
There was nothing.
Cream filling.
None of this. So
ho ho residue. I'm sorry. This is mean. What am I doing? I should be like kale chips.
Yeah, they were kale chip dust.
Kombucha stains.
Anyway, yeah. So I washed them.
Hemp.
And then Monday morning, I was running a little bit late for work, so I grabbed a Lyft. Normally I don't. Normally I take the bus, but yeah, was running late. My Lyft is getting there, and I went downstairs to wait for him, and the guy that works in my leasing office, John, he was there, so I was just saying hi, and I talked to him for like 60 seconds while I waited for my Lyft to arrive.
Can I pause you for 1 second?
Yes.
You said that it's going to be a Lyft 3 times now instead of the bus, which really makes me think that you were setting up an alibi. Like, you've tripled down on something in less than, I think, like 8 seconds, right, Mike?
Yeah, he was not on that bus.
He's like, I was waiting for a Lyft. I was talking to the leasing officer. He can confirm that I was waiting for a Lyft. Like,
so anyway, the Lyft arrived.
See?
So I walked out and I didn't want to keep him waiting. So I kind of moved quickly and I tripped over a small fence.
What do you mean you tripped over a small fence?
And I fell with my freshly washed jeans right into some mulch.
Oh, it's man, like, I'm sorry.
It was this tiny little fence that was like, it was only about a foot tall.
I don't understand. What kind of fence is a foot tall?
It was like fencing in the garden or something. But it's the only, I checked the next day. So I fell, I landed on my knees. I got like mulch all over my knees. I got up.
Dude, in that position, you might as well just start like helping with the gardening. Like just move some of the stuff or get your gloves on.
Yeah, just pull a weed or two.
The Lyft driver stifled a laugh.
Good for them.
And as I got up, I just turned around to like see who else saw. the fucking leasing office guy. So let me take the fall too.
Why wouldn't he? You've already... Wait, you know what? Actually, this just makes me think that you created a distraction that you want me to know you had witnesses for. It's like, no, it was funny. It was, if it was at my expense, then obviously I couldn't have committed espionage or whatever you're like trying to hide here.
So anyway, after biting it, I like the next day or when I got home or something, I investigated, and this is the only patch of that mulch that has the little mini fence.
And you still, like, it's the one thing they told everyone on the street, please don't, like, go over this line. Everything else, fine. Not this one. And you just fell right into it.
I did. Boom. And I just don't understand why it's there. And it was also black, which is, like, hard to see against the brown mulch out of the corner of my eye, my peripheral. So, my question to you is that, pretend that you're a city planner for a minute. How do you prevent this from happening to
rogue fencing?
Anybody.
No, this is a lesson I learned from the most recent season of South Park. Everyone can somehow instantly become a victim worthy of a cause, as Josh has here. Is this really a problem in today's society that I need to escalate to the point of city planner? No, Josh. Look, enough has been done. Just don't. Your user error. User error. Like,
I feel like at the very least, they should change it to a white fence. At least then it stands out against the mulch.
Dude, this is the like thing that you're going to stand on? You're going to be pro switching something from black to white in 2018?
Fine, then let's make it blue or red.
Neon, yeah.
Where do you stand? Is it blue or red? Because that's really the question here right now, Josh. Like, that's really coming to light, bro.
Okay. I would make it green. That's what I'll do.
Just like the grass around it, you're going to
fall.
No,
there's no grass. No, it's like sidewalk pavement and then mulch.
Yeah, mid-mulch. Yeah.
God, you just fell into some mulch, dude. Look, this isn't a cause, okay? Mike, what do you think, man?
We need to fix this for him.
Are you serious, dude? Like, why can't we just hold someone accountable for doing something for once?
I think maybe what we do... Now, bear with me, because this is a stupid idea. So we make the fencing out of something that, like, you have to have these glasses on to see.
Wait, wouldn't this make the problem worse?
For some people, if you don't have the glasses.
Okay.
Good.
And we sell the glasses for like $20.
Okay, so I knew it. Your plan was to make the glasses ubiquitous. I knew you were going to do some sort of blackmail.
Are they at least very obvious if you have the glasses?
They're extremely obvious, almost glaring.
Okay, so that would solve my problem if I put out $20.
You would pay Mike $20 for this?
That was more than $20 in embarrassment. If I do that again and the same Lyft driver is picking me up or my leasing agent is still looking through the window and sees it happen, now this is exponentially more embarrassing because now I'm the guy that fell in the mulch twice.
Just because you brought the details up again, I still think this is an alibi. You never really told us what happened after you fell in the mulch.
I brushed myself off. I got into the car. The Lyft driver gave me kind of a weird look because he's like, okay, this guy is now like getting mulch in my car and I apologize for it, and then he brought me to work.
You did? What'd you say?
I just said, like, sorry. I didn't go into detail. I said sorry the same way that you would say, like, oh, sorry, I was, like, a minute or two late and you had to wait or something. I didn't want to draw more attention to it than necessary. So I washed my jeans 2 days in a row.
Man, they must have lost a lot of that blue. Blue. They lost a lot of that blue! He's moving to the right. Mike, I have something gross. I have two things that I really want to make sure I say on this podcast, but I have one that's gross, and I'm saying it for you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I came across this restaurant in Seattle, I think, called Cow Chip Cookies.
Ew.
I've been there.
Okay. So, Mike, so then I take it you're familiar with what a cow chip is?
I know what a cow chip is.
Can you tell the audience?
So, I learned this actually recently, like last week about cows.
We both learned this last week about cows.
Not what a cow thing is. I knew that. But I learned, so you know how cows have like four stomachs or whatever?
Yeah.
One of them just holds like 50 gallons of water at a time. Whoa. So that's why when they poop, it's all like kind of squirty and pie-ish when it dries up because there's so much water.
No, please, please. Look, man.
Okay.
you literally now, as a part of our podcast history, you've meticulously described cow shit.
That, yeah, well, it's germane.
Fine. Anyway. So what I wanted to say is, so cow chips, as I understood them, are like little, you know, like patties of cow poop, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
In learning this, I learned that in North Dakota, they host a cow chip throwing contest.
Okay,
so there's a shit throwing contest that exists. Like, but here's the craziest part. They throw them like they're throwing a discus.
Well, that's how you would have to throw
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, like a frisbee, kind of. Yeah.
You guys are both totally like, yep, the only way to throw it. Like, this is, and the Olympic cow shit throwing exists, and you're saying that's the only way that sport could exist?
Okay, if you have something that is frisbee shaped, what are you going to do? You're not going to try throwing it like a baseball.
I guess that's right, but like, I just don't, why are they doing this?
They're in North Dakota, man.
Yeah, you got to throw something.
People in North Dakota are totally normal people. You got to throw something. Good Lord. But anyway, now
name one other interesting thing that happens in North Dakota.
They're big hockey people.
Who's their hockey team?
No, they're big college hockey people. They don't have a professional hockey team. They should, though. They really should. But anyway, listen to what I am saying.
Do you think that you could drop in a cow chip to use instead of a puck?
Ooh.
I don't want any cow chips. Why would they name a restaurant this? I don't understand. So, Josh, you went in?
Yeah, I had a cookie from there.
So my instead of has changed.
Okay.
So instead of being kind of like, cow chips, what made you want to go into a cookie restaurant named after poop?
I was a little bit intrigued at first.
God damn it. The world has gotten too, like, hipster now.
No, I saw they had a lot of windows. It was the one in Pioneer Square. I was there a couple years ago, and there were a bunch of people inside, and I knew what a cow chip was, but it also had the word cookie, so I was interested in investigating.
No, dude, when other things are described and you add the word cookie to the end, you're not going to necessarily eat them.
You're right. I won't.
Like Steel Anvil Cookie, you're like, I'll check it out. Clunk, and like all your teeth fall out. You went in knowing what the descriptor was.
Yeah, and I don't know. So I went in. I hadn't made the decision to buy at that point.
Very speculative.
Yes, you had, dude. Yeah. I've never seen you go into a cookie place and not purchase a chocolate chip cookie.
Well, I had steeled myself to not do that.
Against
in this specific case, yeah.
Okay.
The poop thing, yeah.
But the cookies looked really good, so I got one. And it was a good cookie.
What kind of cookie was it?
I really love the classic chocolate chip.
Me too, man. You cannot go wrong with a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
I guess if you put shit in it, that would make it pretty bad. Have you guys ever worn a robe before?
No.
Yeah.
You've never worn a robe?
I don't think so. I might have, but I don't want to remember it. I've never liked the concept.
I stole matching robes from a casino with listener of the show, Kyle. Hey, Kyle, how's that robe treating you?
Dude, stop outing other people in their crimes. That's not cool.
I mean, it's not that uncool. They got other robes. Anyway, okay.
What an odd stand for you to take.
I've taken a lot of things from hotels over the years. Like
stop
slippers.
Admitting crimes, you guys.
So you guys might have noticed that you didn't hear from me a lot on Friday because my phone was off.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because I had Good Friday off of work, and I decided to take a mic day.
Oh, cool.
And as part of, I turned my phone off and Well, I bought myself a robe and I wore it around my house all day.
I was expecting you to say that you went to a spa for the day or something.
No, I stayed at home. I just wore a robe.
What did
in my
you do?
House.
What did you do for Mike Day?
Well, I did a lot of introspection.
Okay.
Can we pause for one second? I need to picture this a little bit more descriptively. Was it a terry cloth robe or like a satin robe?
This is a troubling question you're asking.
So that's it. It's a good question though, because I spent a lot of time deciding on my fabric. And I went with, you know, that stuff that's like super soft blankets are made out of it. I don't know what it is.
Like fleece?
It's kind of like fleece. It's like long fleece that's really soft.
Okay.
Anyway, it's that.
Nice.
It goes down. It's about a little past my knees. I didn't want a long one. I didn't want to be dragging. anyway.
I'm really glad you didn't get the one that like barely goes halfway down your thigh, because that was the other option.
What is it in relation to Rush Hour 2, like when they're in the massage parlor?
Slightly longer. And much more attractive physically.
Whoa, those were, I don't know, dude. Chris Tucker? Jackie?
Just the robe itself.
Oh.
It's a very handsome robe. Anyway.
Okay.
I feel like when I put this robe on, I kind of, just by virtue of wearing a robe, I became a robe guy. You know what I mean?
Immediately?
Yes, I took on like a robe guy persona. So, my instead of is,
can you please just, but hang on. I mean, I want to hear it, but can you first just describe the life and times of a robe guy?
I could. See, the thing is, like, the thing about robe guys, like, we're pretty chill. We don't really.
Are you wearing a robe right now?
I left it at home. I wish I brought
it. Okay, good. Oh God, I couldn't do that. Just
I
so
definitely
you know.
I meant to, like, going forward, I will be recording
in
my robe. just so you know. But anyway, if you were going to pick one piece of clothing to completely change your identity, what would it be? How would you change who you are? And who would you become? Who would you like to be?
Yeah.
Aspirational question.
Like a biker jacket.
Interesting.
I can see you with studs and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to be a biker?
Pinky Tuscadero.
I don't want to permanently.
You're the Fonz's girlfriend, dude. Honestly, that's not like that matches up.
That was my first. Yeah.
The thing that I like about something like that is you can always remove that article of clothing. Like, you can take off your robe and become Mike again. Well, difference is that I have other clothes underneath. You just become naked Mike. But
you didn't know that for sure. Why did we get to go? Anyway.
It's true. But it's the most pure Mike, too.
Sure.
No, dude. If you once you put the biker jacket on, you have to be a biker going forward. It doesn't matter if you take it on or off.
Ooh. Well,
like, you own a motorcycle now. That's your method of transportation.
Do you own a motorcycle?
Maybe I should just.
Yeah, instantly.
I guess you. Yeah. See, that's the thing. This is a big question.
I wonder if I should just get aviators then or something.
Then what would be your persona?
Like a flyboy pilot? Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, actually, if I'm going to become a new kind of person, being a pilot is a pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good move.
That's not bad, actually. I'll tell you.
I like
that.
It. You should get some aviators.
Aviators seem outright dangerous if you're flying a plane.
Why?
Why? I don't know, man. Maybe that's not what I should be looking through when I'm looking out into the sky. There has to be some safer thing to, like, these cool sunglasses are also designed to protect me from flying 30,000 feet in the air.
Aviators have really big lenses and they have very thin frames. Like, your field of vision is shaded almost entirely outside of wearing like a visor.
That's true.
And the rim isn't getting in the way. You don't have like big plastic rims like you do with Wayfarers or whatever.
I just feel like I would want my pilot to see what color the sky actually is.
I mean, you can get shades in any kind of lens coating.
What about totally clear?
Well,
do you see what I'm saying? Why are we interrupting the pilot's process of seeing the elements? That's the one person I want to see the truth.
Well, I don't want his like vision to be colored.
The rest of us can hide behind the veneer of getting drinks twice per domestic flight and maybe peanuts this time, but probably pretzels and not good pretzels. But the goddamn pilots need to know what's in front of them.
But they also need their like to be able to shade themselves. We're above the clouds. There's no cloud preventing the sun from just shining into your eyes.
Got to, maybe they wear like football player eye black or something. There's got to be a better way.
I don't think there
Wouldn't
is,
you love
man.
It if your pilot wore like Ultimate Warrior makeup?
No, I would not. I like the feeling that my pilot is a professional.
Excuse you? Are you saying the Ultimate Warrior wasn't a professional?
I want a different kind of professional. There are different kind of professionals.
A professional
you know
pilot,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys just aren't believers.
What would you call your shitty special sunglasses for pilots only? I don't know what I would call them. Icarus by Ray-Ban.
I don't want my pilot to be Icarus, though. Like, that's the only one I don't want him to be.
I guess he dies. Yeah, he dies.
And takes down everyone with him in the process.
Yeah, the wings disappear.
Jesus. You know what? Let's just take this as it is, and let's just spare everyone on that flight. And Mike, to your question, I'm just going to go ahead and get some really cool, like, custom Jordans, and maybe I'll become a pro basketball player.
Nice.
The shoes make the man.
The shoes that make the man. Yeah, I don't think I want to fly with you guys anymore, by the way. I think I'm out on that. We've never discussed traveling anywhere, but not on the same flight.
We don't even get anywhere really that close to the sun. We'll be fine.
So I have a listener question.
Okay.
Ooh. Haven't had one of those in a little while.
Somebody that might be our biggest fan.
All right. I think really? Some people will probably argue with each other over this.
So I guess, there are like oldest fans, which I appreciate people that have been with us since the beginning.
The OGs, but, yes.
Yeah. But Rhiannon binge listened to our show and listened to all 40 episodes in the span of a week.
What? Oh my God.
Why?
Can I ask you something?
Hey, yes.
Like, is she in an institution now? Like, what has happened?
I don't...
Can you imagine if we were, like, the brainwashing part of A Clockwork Orange?
No.
People would come out so, like, horribly, like, they're just not witty and kind of sarcastic and passive-aggressive. And, like, every time they heard our voices, they would just start, like...
Could you imagine taking a little bit from each of us? Because all of us have very big, noticeable flaws that are all very different from one another.
I don't know if I agree with that statement.
Yeah, what's my flaw?
I'm gonna step away from that.
Okay, I'm going to move on, though.
Maybe your flaw is thinking others have flaws.
I'm going to move on to this
Mine
listener question, though.
Mine is definitely not denial.
I really see the worst in people.
She said that she has a weathered coat, which was kind of a miserable purchase. I don't know
Wait,
what a weathered coat is.
First of all, we
is.
Didn't even shout her out. Can you say her name again?
Rhiannon.
Rhiannon, thank you so much. I don't know why you did that to yourself, but that's very flattering.
Yes, Rhiannon, you're so welcome.
She said that she was fabric shaving this coat.
What does that mean?
I would imagine that is when you take some sort of a razor and like getting rid of like the excess wool so that it kind of keeps a coat tight. I'm making that up. Wow. I probably should have looked this up before presenting the question.
Would you imagine that? Or like, are you really imagining it? Or is it like actually the process?
I know that people will like shave down like wool coats.
Someone went through the trouble of listening to one full work week's worth of our stuff and you didn't bother to ask her what she does.
Well, I don't.
Oh.
So.
Hello. I lost you guys. Fellas. Are you there? I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'll be good. I texted you. You texted me back. Can you refresh? Sure. Sure I can, Josh. Reload.
Okay, we are back. I know this must be a little jarring. Hello?
Yes. Nope, still here. Yep. Hey.
No, Mike, I'm not talking to you right now.
Hard to tell.
I know. I'm talking to the broader audience. So here's what happened. We were recording, and the world has played an April Fool's joke on us, I guess. Something went technical difficulties. I don't know. But through the hard work of Josh and Mike, I honestly just sat here the whole time. I unplugged the router once.
Yeah, you did.
And I did that. But through their hard work, we're back approximately an hour later. But yeah. I have a problem right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So I didn't know how long this fix was going to take.
Okay? Yeah.
And luckily, I can tie it instead of to this. So this is great. So here's the problem. All right. I have a Domino's order like queued up. Like ready for checkout.
Okay.
Sure.
And it's one of those like choose any two or more. And so I got a pizza and I got one of the pastas.
I'll get in on a sandwich.
See, but that's the exact thing that I was trying to avoid is I wanted both the things in the order. And now that I have to bring this up and tell you this is happening because we won't finish the
recording.
You
can add a third thing.
Two or more, yeah.
What?
Two isn't or
it,
more.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you
it
can.
Is.
You can
oh,
do it.
I mean, this is Josh. I mean, I'm so glad I asked you what you wanted on this. That's great. That was my way of asking you.
Okay.
That's great. Okay, so should we order now? Should we keep talking? Wait, no, I had an instead of. Can I tie it back?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
How perfect. How perfect. Guess how I'm going to tie this back.
No.
Just is that tie the it back. Of?
No. Just guess. You have one guess.
That our most loyal fan...
No. Mike's guess.
You're the most loyal Domino's.
No, wrong. You're just saying the same thing. Here's how I'm tying it to an instead of.
Okay.
I was thinking recently, as like the health trends continue, and they have like pre-made fruit cups or like fruit salads or whatever, the pineapple is only in like the melon part of the fruit jar because it looks the part. Like... Pineapple doesn't taste like watermelon or cantaloupe
so
or honeydew.
Different. Yeah, so different.
Right. It's just, it's there. It's being racially profiled, if you ask me.
It is not okay. A melon.
I'm tying this back because the pizza I'm ordering has pineapple on it. I know we can have a great debate about this, whatever. But here's what I'm saying, okay?
Okay.
Instead of pineapple, give me a fruit salad replacement. That fulfills
how would I have ever known that was
ingredients? We could have tied it back. Oh, hey, what is pizza known for? What's on it and how thick it is? Pizza.
Okay. a swap for pineapple in a fruit salad.
That's a win-win for both the people trying to sell and not
the people buying, yeah.
No, and like maintaining the integrity of the fruit salad.
There's a lot of things that are fruits that you would think are not.
Like what?
A green pepper.
That's a fruit?
That's a fruit.
Did you get a... Okay, Mike, fine. Even under that description, just please use your best judgment. That's all that I
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that it is a fruit.
I think throwing some kiwi in there might be nice.
I like that idea. I think it goes well with like the colors of cantaloupe, watermelon. So a real green in there.
It doesn't double down on the green?
So you've got like the pale green, but then you've got the like deep, vibrant green. So I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Which one is the deep, vibrant? I guess the kiwi.
Yeah.
The kiwi.
Okay. Three melons and a kiwi.
Yeah.
That's not racist, is it? Did I just say something racist? Mike, what's your replacement?
I think I would put in there like, I feel like there's a real dearth of like good berries. So I would put like some big blackberries in there. Huge. Oh,
those are good.
Yeah. Yeah. Juicy ones.
I'd put in coupons for like 2-for-1 movie tickets. Those fruit salads would move off the shelf like that, baby. I'd save all of the pineapple that I needed to, and I'm selling product.
But it'll get all soggy. Like you're just going to throw random
laminated yellow coupons.
It's gonna be so sticky.
Mike, this is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. No one ever talked about how the golden ticket probably had smudge on it.
That's true. That shit, it would have melted all over it.
No one cares, because guess what? You got a deal.
Toys and cereal, they do this all the time.
That's true.
I guess
they
protect them, in little plastic.
You have a good point.
Sometimes, yeah.
Movie
tickets. Really looking in the cereal box for an aesthetic.
It's true.
No, not in the
outside. Is this a thing people should do?
Like aesthetic cereal boxes?
No, like a feature of like a new way to sell cereal. Like, check this out. When you open the box, I'm not saying like a ghost comes out of there or anything, but like maybe they have some sort of hologram.
Maybe. I also want to know, like, how are you still making money if you have a 2-for-1 movie ticket in your fruit salad?
Yeah, that seems...
I thought about this. The answer to this question and all questions future regarding money are going to be venture capital subsidized, all right? That's going to be what I'm going to say every time this comes up, because all these businesses exist and are like huge global multi-billion dollar businesses, and all of them are like just eating half the cost of the stuff. Like, the chickens will come to roost. And the same is true of my excuses for podcasts and movie tickets and fruit salads.
Okay. I think it's important that we get back.
I do too.
To the listener question that
Rhiannon,
even the listeners now have had to wait like 15 minutes
Jesus,
for.
I forgot we were mid-segment.
I know.
I didn't realize you wanted us to come back to the same. I'm sorry, Rhiannon, but hey, extra story. It's like you just found something in your fruit salad. Congratulations, you have an extra story now. What was the question?
So, I didn't get to the question because I was giving the backstory for the question.
Oh, right.
But she was fabric shaving a weathered coat, which was kind of a miserable purchase, she says.
Yes.
And it makes her realize that she has become her mother. Is there anything you do or have purchased that makes you realize you're more like your parents than you thought?
Yeah, a lot. There's a lot.
Okay.
I have a lot of my mom's qualities, like how could I say this in public? I'm home for Easter dinner, and my grandma is over at my mom's house, and we were talking about they were talking about like getting organized, or I don't know, we're very organizational family, and
that's true.
Yeah, there
are a lot of well labeled boxes in the Bogart
house. So many we have a labeled box just full of rocks that says rocks on it.
It does. That's so true. That's like a legend that you would find in the house. That's so true.
Yeah, it says rocks. Anyway, we were talking about our filing cabinet situations, and well, basically, everyone 60 and older had a filing cabinet, and no one 60 and younger had a filing cabinet except me. And I keep files in my file cabinet regularly, even though, like, it's a fucking file cabinet. Like, who cares?
What's your favorite thing you put in the file cabinet? Not just favorite. Sorry. That's like a generic interview question. What have you put in the file cabinet and remains in the file cabinet that were I to open the file cabinet, you would be embarrassed about?
Okay, so for a solid 4 years, I kept paper records of every online purchase I made in a file.
Oh my God. Dude.
Every packing slip I got in a package went into this file.
Why?
Oh.
I don't know, because my mom did that, and so I did. That's my point.
Do you think anyone's ever going to come back and check if you made that pogo stick purchase in July?
No.
But dude, you know what breaks my heart about this? The thing that absolutely tears me up is online purchases. You have to initiate the receipt. You have to print out the receipt, man. What's going on, Mike?
I felt like I needed to have a record.
Trying to have an alibi? Like, is this what happens? Am I recording with like a couple of people who are like trying to account for their time all the time by leaving really obvious trails?
Here, wait, Mike, I think I'm digging into something. he's trying to throw the feds off the trail by pointing out how you and I need alibis when it's really him.
Damn, I honestly thought I had the tone of voice down, that now no one would find me
you
out.
You specifically pointed out how
obviously
this was
I'm
happening
the one trying to do this.
On April 1st. You mentioned that earlier.
Obviously, I am trying to get away with a crime.
You called us out for talking about our crimes
that
we've
strategy,
committed.
That's strategy. People do that in all sorts of like television shows and movies and wrestling. I am a consumer of culture.
Okay. So what's your, what makes you like your parents?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't think either of my parents would have gone on that type of rant. I'm pretty sure they're disappointed in me at the moment. But wasn't the question about like something I own or something I do?
What is it? Purchase you've made or something you do that makes you like your parents?
That's a good question. Sorry for taking so long to answer it. Okay. Well,
I can think of one for you.
You can?
Yeah, I think.
It isn't a European carry bag. Dad's been rocking one of those forever.
I was going to say your ironing habits, I feel like you got from
Yeah. Oh. Totally, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's been referenced. Everyone knows
it's
that
true.
I
you
iron.
Talk about ironing.
I iron big time.
I didn't know that that was something you inherited from your folks.
See, but
though.
Here's the problem. Well, this isn't the problem. Here's like half real talk real quick. Like my parents went out of the way to like actually better the lives of me and my brother. So now I'm making frivolous purchases. By the way, if no one knows, that's the end of the American dream. It's that like you make it and you give your kid a good opportunity and the kid like takes it and like has a touch of success and then just buys Nikes, man. That's it. Like the half real talk. So thank you, Mom and Dad, for letting me have the shoes. My mom is currently on a trip not wearing shoes I bought her because she still feels like... So you know what? Maybe I need to just be more like my parents. Maybe I need to reestablish some habits. No more frivolous spending. And a lot more like in-your-face attitude. I'm gonna do that now.
Okay. I got two things. I have something I do and something I bought.
Okay.
So... Something I do is that I am also a very organized person.
Mm.
To the point where the only reason this podcast exists, I'm pretty sure, is because after the three of us had talked about it for a while, I'm like, I'm going to buy a domain.
Yep.
What is the name for this show?
Yep.
Please review the podcast by Tuesday. Please come up with titles.
Yep. No,
every
it's
fucking
true.
Week.
It's true. I'm just glad you remain passionate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what? Honestly, like, for real, thank you for, like, you do above and beyond the most work. So
yeah,
thank you
way
that.
More. Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks, dude.
For real. Thanks.
You're welcome, guys. It feels good to be appreciated.
We'll say it every once in a while. But now that I've adapted my dad's in-your-face attitude, maybe you shouldn't have to hear it from me every now and then.
Fair. Anyway, so my purchase...
I'm sorry, dude. I'm kidding. My dad never said that to me. I was just trying to be extra mean to you. My dad knows where the line is sometimes.
So the thing that I bought, though... So I bought some, mid-ish level... dress shoes that
you have a lot of those.
Yeah, I have a couple pairs. So it's not something that I would like wear with a suit to a wedding or anything like that, but they're like the mid-level where I can wear them with jeans and it kind of fancies up the outfit.
Okay.
And I wore them to my parents' house one time and my mom goes, oh, I used to have a pair of those. So they made them in men's and women's variants, and I bought the exact same shoes that my mom used to have like a decade or two ago.
You bought the women's variant?
No, I mean, I bought the men's version, but yeah.
I don't know, man.
So cute.
How convenient for you that a shoe has a men's and women's variant in this particular style.
Yeah, they were Clark's Desert Boots, I think. I don't know.
For ladies? I don't think so, man. I think they just make Clark's Desert Boots. Maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, God damn. That's wild, man.
What's the thing you do?
I'm organized.
Can I ask you something? And this is hopefully no disrespect to your parents, but like, Mike was the organized. I brought up shoes. Are either of them just like people who take ideas from what they've heard recently and repackage them as their own? Because if that's the case, man, that is running real strong in your bloodline.
I don't think so.
Thank God. Okay, I knew it was just you. New brilliant idea, legit good idea, I think will be a game changer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably exists, and if it does, apologies to whoever made it. Not trying to steal.
Hang on. If this is legitimately a good idea, do you want to put it out into the world by saying it on our podcast?
Yeah, because who of the three of us will follow through? I guess you would have been most likely.
Yeah, probably Josh.
You know, you're busy. You're busy right now, Josh. You got the podcast. You got to focus. Okay, so here's my idea. Super cool, like shoes, sneakers, or whatever, any kind of shoe, with like a little lens camera projector in the front so you can play like floor and ground-based games as you walk and like look at floor-based apps as you walk. Like if you want the street mapped out in front of you, or if you just want to like run around and like, you know how kids like run around and bash like bubbles out of the air? You could like run and hit little balloons and shit like that. Or if like something is like, hey, pay attention, like you're on the corner of the street, it'll tell you to look up. All this cool shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take this potentially groundbreaking, if you're on like a bad street, idea to the next level and even suggest a camera on the heel, all right, which you can use the projector in the front to see what's behind you. So if anyone's sneaking up on you.
Oh my God.
Mike, are you interested in this? Can I interest you in this? And you can take like little shoe like selfie, like little sneakies.
Here's my problem
with
this.
This is a good idea.
It is a good idea that would be used for bad.
Who would use it for bad?
If you have a camera on your heel, all you got to do is like put that foot on your toes and you'd be able to, like, it's the new mirrors on your sneakers when you're in front of a woman in a dress. People have mirrors
on their sneakers?
You never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, that was a thing like decades ago.
I am not trying to bring the next generation of perverts a new idea. maybe the camera needs to be worked out, but what do you think about the games?
I love that idea.
Augmented reality shoes.
Yes.
Like, it's like a breakout type game where your feet are the paddle, so you have like the ball that's bouncing up and like breaking
so
locks.
Many ideas, dude. So many ideas. Yeah.
I also think it could be dangerous though, because if the projector makes the ball go like into a street and then you jump in.
No, the projector has to be smart.
Okay.
Ad hoc hopscotch.
Okay. Ad hoc scotch. Sure.
No, no.
Yeah.
Dude, that was good.
No ad hoc scotch.
Yeah.
Lot of ideas. Hey, what's in the news? How far am I from the street corner? Pizza? Turn right?
You can do all these like on your phone.
But you don't have to look at your phone now. Now you can put your phone away and just stare down into the ground the way we used to ignore each other in the old days.
But now everybody else would know what you're doing.
Yeah, everyone else would see yours.
Can we bring back those? You're never, like we already established, you're not going to use those glasses when you're flying. So you just, glasses, shoes. I don't want glasses anymore. All this can stand alone. I think it can work. I think we can somehow make it like when you're on an airplane from the late 2000s to 2010s and someone covers their laptop screen with one of those things. We can build that technology into your shoe.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
You're just going to build in a thing to turn off the function of the shoe? So it's just shoes?
No. I'm saying other people won't be able to see what you're doing.
Got it. Okay.
I have an idea that makes these a little bit better.
Okay.
What did you picture? You would like charge them, but they'd have good batteries because you got a lot of space. And
charge them?
Some...
No. When as you're walking, they recharge.
Well, so that was going to be my idea.
Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like those flashlights where
Scooped.
You shake.
Stop shaking your hand like a... that doesn't look like a flashlight, dude.
You know, like one of those big, long flashlights.
Okay, actually, but Josh has happened upon my instead of. What do you add to this idea? Instead of my... I already detracted an idea, but I came up with the idea, so I don't have to have another one.
Okay, so what do I add to your virtual, your augmented reality projector camera shoes?
Yeah.
Springs that can be deployed through the app. Hey, you're at a building and you need to go up to the second floor for for an appointment.
What do you mean?
Jump in?
Your shoes know when you're right outside, and they just like, it's a self-deployed spring that will only deploy at the right time.
I hope so. Jesus.
Yeah.
It has the capacity to launch you two floors into the air.
I mean, that would only be one floor up. Net one floor.
How high can it go?
I don't know. People in skyscrapers need to get to work, too.
You would let everyone bound on the outside of skyscrapers into a window, into their office.
Yeah.
Can you not fathom how, like, horrible and frightening the still image of a bunch of people doing that is?
It would be smart springs.
What?
I don't know. You said that the shoes are smart, so it's not projecting into the street. Why can't it be smart and make sure that it only uses
people
the springs at the right
fly,
time?
Josh!
That's what we as humans have wanted. Since, like, the Wright brothers took this dream of flight and turned it into a reality for mankind.
Why not just make the shoes airplanes at that point? I don't understand why this has to be spring-based technology.
Because nobody can run fast enough to get the lift needed.
Plane shoes, though? Can you imagine?
Yeah, they'd be sweet. They'd be pretty sweet.
I guess with all that spring technology, though, it would be a lot of tech in a small space, so we'd probably get rid of the projectors.
The projectors are the whole shoe. You're telling me people will not know when they're about to get launched into the sky?
No, now it's a mobile app. Now it's on your phone.
Nobody... It's over. It's over. The dream is now only mine. Mike, actually, you can come. Josh is out. Go ahead and continue your fascination with springs in some other avenue.
You know what I'd be able to do? No matter where I was, no matter how old I am, I could dunk.
You could dunk on anything or anyone at any time.
Actually, you know what? Probably like a week ago, that sentence would have bummed me out, man. Because he won, you know? He beat me.
Mm. But
I don't think Josh can execute a dunk. Do you, Mike? I don't know. No disrespect.
I mean...
What do you mean disrespect? It's hard, dude. You have to like have... I don't think you can dunk. I can't dunk.
I've never dunked.
I wouldn't need any leg coordination, though. All I would need to
like
do
the
is
the rest
hold...
of the body is involved in the dunk.
Right. But I'm just like...
So is a basketball. Do you know that part?
I could hold this basketball with two hands and just clutch it tightly.
You're going to hold it? He's going to grip it to his chest. Mike is holding the ball to his chest.
Yeah. It's because, I don't know, when the spring goes off, it's going to, like, I don't know, it might jostle.
Yeah, you don't want to drop it. It's be jarring. Yeah.
But I would go up and I'd be able to put it in. It wouldn't be the most graceful. Like, nobody would have a silhouette of me springing directly vertical without a running start and then just coming down and like daintily fumbling the ball in and holding onto the rim.
I would wear Air Josh's. That sounds cool.
It's just him bobbling a dunk at the top. His legs, instead of like that Shaq logo, they're just kicking.
The profile. The silhouette is just a man, me, standing upright. That's it.
No, you're in the air. We can see the springs at the bottom of your shoes.
Okay, fair. And maybe there would be like little lines that indicate that I'm upwards. Yeah, moving upwards.
Yeah, you're
and the
up,
projector could be projecting on like the basketball stand when your feet are high enough for you to dunk so that you know.
Yeah.
Dunk now. And then you're like, whoa! Just holding onto the rim for dear life. I'm coming down too fast. That's the silhouette from the Josh League.
That could be your, what's the, like your little jingle. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, then leave us a review on iTunes or subscribe. Subscribe. You should subscribe. And apart from that, what else? Oh, yeah. Okay. Our Twitter handle is at instead of FM, and we have a website, instead of .fm. Fuck, that was it, right? Is that everything?
I was thinking about this in my bachelor existence. How long can you conceivably run the microwave for? Like, can you turn it on for 100 hours? Like, in a row.
Oh, man.
I don't
that
know.
That is a good question.
No one's ever tried, right? Everyone gets kind of scared after, like, if you have to put something in there that asked for, like, 11 minutes of microwaving, you're like, are you sure? Is this safe?
I've never gone to double digits, yeah.
Yet you know the functionality exists.
It goes up to 8888, yeah.
I'm sure there's some triple digit ones there out there too.
Who is cooking something in the microwave for more than 99 minutes?
That's what I'm asking. Like, what? Okay, I'm also asking what happens if we do it and just leave it on? Like, does the house radiate?
No, it's shielded. So I think that this is a good experiment, but we want to know what happens from the inside. So make sure your phone is fully charged. Turn the camera recording
Mike!
On.
Mike, he's trying to have me killed. I can see it in his eyes.
Hold on. I want to see where this goes.
Yeah. So start a video. Put your phone in the microwave.
That's where it went, Mike. Duh.
And then just turn it on for 100 hours. As many. Just keep hitting plus 30 seconds.
You want me to be over and next over and to over. The microwave the whole time?
I mean, it's good to have a second point of view. Sure.
Yeah, do you Jesus have like an old, like an iPhone 4 or something? Just toss that in there.
Mike, look, man, I can't microwave iPhones, okay? You guys have been asking me to do this for many years. I'm saying no. But what are the limits of the microwave? I think something bad happens if you cross a certain time.
I think you are probably right. But like, what happens?
What's your comfort level? What's your comfort level if I say, okay, some stranger with money comes up to you. I'll give you $5,000 to run the microwave.
Yeah.
For 65 minutes and stand there empty.
Okay.
I would probably
so
do that.
So that's fine.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
For 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think I
would.
Is
the problem that you're waiting or is the problem that the microwave is on for 2 hours?
Give me it's totally the microwave being on because okay. I assume I can like have my
Mike,
phone.
Is it the waiting for you?
I mean, do I just have to stand there and look at it for 2 hours?
No, okay. So that's I want to eliminate that thought from your mind. Okay. I'm trying to figure out your max capacity for how much money did I say?
$5,000.
Would you turn a microwave on in anyone's house where there were children for 6 hours?
No.
It seems
I think that's
bad.
My limit.
Yeah, that seems bad. I don't know why exactly.
Well, Mike is still considering it. Josh said no.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't. Unless
would you
it was
do it?
My microwave.
So you guys, you're both somewhere between 2 hours and 6 hours.
I think I'm between 2 and 3. Like, I think once we roll over to 3.
3 hours is a long time.
Do you think that the sound of the microwave being done would change at all? Like, the ding would just sound so much more relieved? Because the microwave is very happy to just be done.
It was a sauna in there.